being a woman is actually very powerful.
I agree and I love that. Yeah. But please say more.
It's because we have strengths that others don't have.
Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Still in celebration of Women's Month, for this episode, I sit down with the country head of Grab Philippines, Grace Vera Cruz. And super nakakatawa because even if she's this big CEO, she's so relatable, so easy to talk to, and I hope you learn as much from her as I did. We speak about the toughest part about being a female leader, how to handle biases against women and turn that into our advantage, and the kind of support that she's gotten that has been so important in her career journey. She's also a mother, a mentor, and a leader who advocates for nation building and inclusive workplaces. So let's get right to it. Hi, Grace.
Hello, Bianca.
Welcome to Paano Ba To.
Thank you.
I love it. The country head of Grab Philippines. Oh. When you say country head of a huge company like Grab, parang people have this parang pedestal view of the position. Parang medyo highlights reel and everything is like about power and leadership. So I wanted to start with like the gritty stuff again. What's the toughest part about it?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So first of all, the way I see leadership is servant leadership. Mm. So being a leader, actually, you're the most service-oriented, I guess, dapat. And I think the toughest part about it is delivering consistent value to our stakeholders. No? And the other thing is the making the right decision every day. That's tough because a lot of trade-offs, if you can imagine, like we have drivers, we have consumers, we have our merchants. Yeah. And the question is like, what is the best decision you can make today?
Yeah, which is such a hard, hard question. Parang if it's just you in your home, konti lang yung maapektuhan ng decision mo. But in your case, a decision literally affects hundreds, thousands. Going to what you mentioned na parang values driven. So what's your compass when making like really difficult decisions? Mm.
So we're very conscious about the values. So we say 4H. Ito, 4H. Yes. It's heart, humility, honor, and hunger. No? So that's really the core of almost the criteria of how we decide. Now, if pwede win-win-win, that's like the best. But it's not always like that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so I think for me, it's really long-term value creation. Like, how do I make sure that the lives of my drivers are good long-term? How do I make sure that we're good long-term partners to our merchants? Mm-hmm. How do I ensure that if you are a consumer on the Grab app, like you feel like, you know, it's a delightful experience? So I try to think about it longer term. So if, for example, like it requires a short-term sacrifice, I take it. As long as I can see the long-term benefit.
Yeah, meaning, hindi siya popular decision sa ngayon, pero down the line, yun ang mas makakabuti.
Yes,
for sure. So you've had to make that decision
maraming
a lot.
Beses. Yes.
Yeah. How do you get people on board pag ganon?
The first thing, for me at least, no, is to remove myself from the equation. So parang, if people kasi think that, oh, you're doing is because you're gonna be great, you know, or you will get some personal benefit, it's harder. Mm-hmm. Like, versus convincing them that, no, wala kong benefit. So let's remove me from the equation. Let's look at the situation and think, okay, why I'll sense make for you why this decision is the best for us long term. Now, if I cannot sense make for you, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about it earlier off cam, that when you became country head of Grab, you were managing director prior. You became country head of Grab, the thick of the pandemic, yes. And with a newborn.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, what was that time like for you?
Crazy, because frankly, I didn't know about Grab so much before I joined Grab. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not like, oh, I know the company so well. And so there was a lot of learning. You know, when you start a new job, the first 6 to 12 months, crazy.
Baptism of fire.
Yes. And managing two kids at the time, you know, one newborn, one was two years old, I think was very tough because there was also no school. So, di ba, they were in their iPads or laptops to go to lessons.
Yeah.
But I think it was also a blessing because I could breastfeed at home. I didn't have to bring my pumps, bring, you know, any gadgets out to the office or things like that. And because I didn't have to travel, like, I would always sleep with my kids. And I thought that that was a very special moment.
Yeah.
Could not replicate today.
Yeah, yeah. So when you were offered the position, it was a yes right away? Was it a process?
No.
What is
it was a long process. Okay. It was, yeah, a very long process. I think, in fact, it was a no first because I really didn't think, you know, I would be, this is not like I had a plan. Like, this is Grace's plan when I'm 45, blah, blah, blah. No, like, I don't think I'm like that. As you know, throughout my career, it's always been opportunistic. And I always feel that life pushes me to a certain direction. And I didn't get Grab in the beginning. And I said I didn't want to waste their time. But like we said, you know, one conversation lang, and then it went to two conversations, and all, I was having one conversation a month. And it was a beautiful experience of getting to know Grab through, you know, the people I interacted with.
Yeah.
And I really bought into the mission.
Yeah. I guess yun yung nakapag-convince sa'yo, even if you mentioned earlier na you weren't really so familiar, and then it was a no at first to head everything. So I wanted to backtrack a bit about your career journey because being the country head of Grab, of course, breaks so many barriers and glass ceilings. Pero parang your whole career naman has been like that. So can you tell us a bit about that career journey to get to where you are now?
You know, when I was growing up, like, there was a concept of it's a man's world. It's, I know that we don't hear about it now, but like 20 years ago when I started my career, like that was a very big concept. And like the industries that I found myself in were always, you know, mostly men's world at that time, tagged as. So initially I was a retail territory manager for Shell, like one of the females there. Then I went to investment banking, then consulting, then private equity, and then...
All male-dominated spaces talaga.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Even with Grab, right? Like, although we are pushing for more women LGBT drivers, like, it's still male dominated when it comes to our driver network.
Right.
And that, and we were doing something. We want to do something about it. We're doing something about it.
Yeah.
Let's see if we succeed.
Yeah. Mahirap yun being a, especially like you mentioned, 20 years ago, hindi pa masyadong uso yung females in male dominated spaces. Did you see like a pattern, something you kept seeing in these male-dominated spaces? And ano yung ginawa mo to like break those barriers?
Being a woman is actually very powerful.
I agree and I love that.
Yeah.
But please say more.
It's because we have strengths that others don't have, no? And when I hire people or when I recruit people in my team, I always look for strengths. And I find that any gender have their own strengths. It's just that when you're in a community or a group of people where your gender, for example, is less represented, to me, I find it more challenging. But at the same time, like, it reiterates in my mind that being a woman is powerful. Like, there is like beauty into being a woman.
Yeah.
And it's about making sure that you let that come across and harness that for the betterment, not just of yourself, but of others.
Yeah. Yeah. So you practice that in every place and company you went to.
Yes.
Madami ding parang biases against women, and a lot of women face that until now. So what did you do to like disprove yung mga biases na yun?
I studied men's behavior. So for example, like when I go to a company or to a firm, the first thing I ask myself is who's the most successful in my role? You know, for example, when I was a retail territory manager at Shell, like who did I feel was the most successful retail territory manager? And I would really study like what made them successful. And then one of the things that made them successful actually during that time was like the relationships they had with our retailers.
Okay.
Like, and a lot of that is fueled by, I would say, relationship out of the office. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, you have dinners together, da-da-da. And initially, the bias was, if you're a guy, like, it's so much easier to have dinners with everybody.
Totoo naman. Kasi, yun yung mga nag-golf, yes, nag-dinner, exactly. Nilalabas sa kung san-san bar,
yes,
ganyan.
But then inisip ko, okay, then how do I change that a bit, right? Like, do I, for example, network with their wives? Do I, for example, talk about what kind of topics would a woman talk about with someone else, yeah, you know, with men, with powerful men? And I think that was a challenge. But at the same time, like, people also want to hang out with women. So it's all about understanding, you know, the biases and what's really accurate or factual and what's just a bias. You know, many of the powerful men have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, some of them saw me as a potential daughter. It's more like, because they have daughters, yeah, they are also understanding of your situation, your abilities, yeah, and they appreciate it.
Yeah.
Which was actually not, I didn't think that initially.
Okay, that's very interesting. And I wanted to go there because I think across the board, whatever industry you're in, for a woman to rise the ranks or make her name or be in a leadership position, di niya yun ginawa mag-isa. It took like a village. Sure. It took a lot of support. So I have a two-pronged question. First is, what type of support did you have through your career journey? And second is, now being the head of this company, I'm sure you extend that support on all levels then to be more inclusive to women.
Yes. Yeah. So blessed with a lot of support. If I were to thank God about the one thing in my career, it's about having a lot of mentors. Over most of them male, if you can imagine. And I have to be grateful for that because I was in male-dominated industries. So therefore, like, typically, like, our bosses were male. And, you know, like, there are very enlightened male professionals. And they supported me in my journey, continue to support me in my journey. And they accept and acknowledge the differences, yeah, between genders and just accept that wholeheartedly and value that and treasure that. And they also helped me understand business, you know? Like, I think in every time in my career, every single point in my career, I have been blessed with great mentors that have invested time in me. So I think that's one. The second is, like, now, no, when I look at how we're doing it for others, like, I attended this function where Doris Magsaysay put together ambassadors and female leaders, female ambassadors, because for the first time, I think we have a lot of female ambassadors.
And sorry, this is not brand ambassadors, like, literal ambassador of Singapore to the Philippines, ambassador of the UK to the Philippines. Yes.
Because they wanted to understand, I guess, you know, the economy and things like that. It's so special. And one of the things I took out of that is, you know, women must support other women. And I think that actions speak louder than words. So if we say women must support other women, what does it really mean? And so this year at Grab, for example, we're doing, as a subset of our Grab Ascenso program, we're doing like a special program to encourage more women to drive in our platform, more women to make more livelihood in our platform. And I think that's something that we really want to push.
Yeah.
It's not just talk, but we're really putting effort into our operations, into our marketing, like, because we, and into our product. So even in the tech side, so we want to address the concerns of women so that they can drive in the Grab platform, so that we will have more women drivers. It's super a special time for us. It's the first time we're doing it that's holistic. And I'm really excited to see what the results would be. One of the things that we realized interviewing women drivers is that natatakot sila because some passengers might not be as safe. One of the things that we're trying to do on the product side, hindi pa tapos, but we will come out with it, is to match women drivers with women consumers.
Mm.
Women, right? Women passengers.
Yeah, I love that. And actually, it's so good to start normalizing that. Kasi me, as a consumer, and siguro may ibang mga babae makaka-relate dito, whenever I book, let's say, a rider for express or a driver for car, pag babae yung name and photo, parang may ganon. It's not yet normalized. Yes. Kasi parang, uy, babae, yung yes. matutuwa ka.
Yes.
But then
yes.
the idea is to not even have that.
Yes.
Because it's just like, all riders are
exactly.
are the same. And I was telling them earlier about an experience, which I appreciate the inclusivity. So I work in ABS-CBN, and obviously it's in an area na tabi-tabi yung mga restaurants. I always order food via the app. Tapos i-deliver, ipipick up namin. We're used to bike and nakamotor. But this time, when someone accepted, it was a girl and nakalagay on foot. So meaning, kasi it was just yeah. 2 blocks away in the restaurant. So
yes,
on foot.
Yes,
so
yes.
I was like, pwede pala yun.
Yes,
and in my head, that already creates so much opportunity, especially in cities na mas dense.
Mm.
Diba? Not literally walking distance yung mga office
yes,
from
yes.
the
yes.
Restaurants. And I mean, usually naman, access
yes.
is one of the biggest barriers.
Yes.
And so yun pa lang, on foot, bike, motor, already opens the gates, kumbaga, for so much more opportunity.
You know, the other one is flexibility. So we offer women max flexibility. So if they want to work 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. because their kids are asleep, okay lang. Like, yes, because you know, a lot of women still care for their kids.
Absolutely.
And they have work and they care for their kids. But sometimes they want to do things for themselves,
mm-mm.
like earn for themselves extra. We don't care if it's 12 midnight to 2 a.m. that you want to work. You want to work. We're happy to accommodate that.
Correct. Yeah. And like, I was going to ask about that because I'm sure many women would love the opportunity nga to be a driver or
yeah.
a rider. To help then the joint income ng family
yes.
or even to feel more empowered by herself.
Yes.
Single moms
yes.
even come to mind. Pero care work is such a big
yes.
barrier pa rin dito sa Pilipinas.
Yes, yes, yes.
As someone who has had to deal with that in your career and you having so many women in your organization on all levels as well, what's your take on care work?
I think it takes a village to raise kids. But I've gotten help from random places. So for example, and my colleagues know this, my kid visits me
mm-hmm.
after school just because sometimes we don't have time together. And like just, and sometimes I'm stuck in the middle of a meeting and my kid is outside. He's 3. And so like they take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
No? So I've gotten help from many places. I would say, can we do better at it? Of course. But I think what we've encouraged our drivers to do, and we have, and we will continue to encourage our drivers to do, is to be part of communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of our drivers, I would say, more than 10%, less than 50% are part of communities.
Mm-hmm.
But we're encouraging more drivers to be part of communities. And I'll tell you why. It's not just about home care, but it's also about physical care.
Mm.
Anywhere a Grab driver needs help, if they're part of the community, someone will be there 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Because the community takes care of one another.
Yeah.
And that's something we want to foster.
Yeah.
In the same way, when we have enough women, we have women driver leaders. Ha? So they do also have their communities. It's not exclusive to women,
right.
but it's women-led.
Mm-mm.
And so things like this, frankly, we have not discussed. But do we want to discuss it as part of our community efforts? Yes.
Yeah.
Because it is a real problem. Imagine like if you have to take care of your child and you don't have anyone trustworthy
mm-mm.
to leave your child with, it's also very tough to pursue your own dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love that. It's something that I will take up with the team to see how we can encourage communities to also help in overseeing our children, our joint children. Yes.
It's so hard talaga here in the Philippines, no? But
it's
again, we're also such a community-driven people na parang we flock together with those with similar experiences. Yes. For example, when all your drivers na nanay, I'm sure connect yan agad. And I do know, I had a Grab driver once. She's actually a lesbian.
Okay.
And her partner, of course, is a woman also, allows her to drive. And she is part of women communities then and LGBTQ communities. So I love it na parang, I guess, especially pag women, we really flock together.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yes. To be each other's support system.
Yes, for sure.
Hey, ako si Loida Torres, 58 years old.
Ha?
Yes, ma'am.
58?
Hindi ba halata?
Oh my gosh! Akala ko 40s ka.
Sige na, kasi 40 joke.
So, this is Lloyd, yung driver na nakilala ko, na naikwento ko kay Grace. I wanted to share with all of you a short conversation I had with her about dealing with traffic and with hot-headed passengers, and also how her life has changed because of doing what she loves.
So, ikaw na-enjoy mag-drive, pero hindi lahat na-enjoy mag-drive kasi nga, ang traffic sa Metro Manila. Bakit na-enjoy mo pa rin mag-drive kahit traffic?
Ewan ko ba, ma'am. Dapat kasi ganun eh. Dapat kasi low profile ka lang palagi. Huwag mainitin ang ulo eh, di ba? Mag-enjoy ka lang sa pag-drive.
Meron ka ng ano, mainit na ulo na pasahero?
Meron akong naging isang experience na ganun, ma'am. Ang nangyari doon sa passenger, kakulay nung car ko na red. Sumakay siya doon sa unang kotse na red. Ngayon pagdating niya sa akin, galit na galit siya. Bakit daw hindi ko siya tinawag? Mali yung car na sinakyan niya, ma'am. Di ba? Kasalanan ko ba yun? Di ba? Sana ikaw passenger, titignan mo yung plate number.
Uh-oh.
O di po ba? Hanggang umalis siya yung mainit ang ulo, ma'am. Marikina pa naman. Tapos sa Makati yata, layo, no? Kasi ang bill niya na siguro mga 700. Tapos galit na galit siya sa akin.
Oh, sa... Anong sinabi mo?
Hindi na ako nag-ano, ma'am. Basta ang init ng ulo niya. Naiinis ako. Pinagdadasal ko na lang, ma'am.
Oh,
na, yan ang nakakatuwa nga sa pag-grabe. Yung iba-ibang story. Merong masungit. Merong namang... Yung almost ang dami-dami niyang dala sa dibdib. Kulang na lang sabihin sa akin. Pero hindi ko naman kakilala.
Ah.
Yung hanggang maiyak na lang siya.
So, para kang naging therapist.
Parang,
kwento ng buhay niya.
Opo, merong ganon. Maraming pagkakataon na ganon.
Okay.
Minsan naman yung parang nagka-break silang mag-boyfriend.
Ang bigat din nun, ha, na parang i-unload sa'yo yung mga kwento nila sa buhay.
Minsan na-absorb ko rin, ma'am. Kala mo, ito pa.
Totoo.
Nalulungkot din ako. Siguro, ma'am, talagang ano, more on prayer na lang talaga. Kasi mga na-achieve mo sa maghapon, ganon na lang.
Sa 7, tama ba? 7 years?
Apo.
Anong naging epekto ng pag-grab sa buhay mo?
Ay, malaking bagay, ma'am. Kasi talagang bread and butter ko na halos yung sa pag-grab eh. Ayun, nakaka-survive ako, ma'am. Siyempre, nagpe-prepare din naman ako ng ano, future ko talaga. Malaking tulong po.
Maraming salamat kay Lloyd for the fun kwentuhan and also, of course, for getting me from work to home safely. Now, back to wrap up our conversation with Grace with a lot of really solid advice for us women.
I've also joined 2 women organizations, women CEOs, women leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's interesting, huh? Every day we say congratulations or good job to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day. And it's not even by design. It's just that like you'd want, every time there's an article about someone in the group, we'd say, hey, good job, like congratulations. And initially, I didn't really appreciate it that much because like, syempre, the messages are 1,000 in a go, no? But it actually matters because women in the Philippines, I think, also need the boost.
Yeah.
Need, also would appreciate the boost from colleagues. It's different. Eh.
Correct. At saka parang tinitibag na natin yung women as competition of each other.
Definitely.
Mas masarap sa pakiramdam magaan and mas nakaka-inspire when like you're cheering each other on.
Yes.
Which is hard ah. Because growing up, di ba parang the conditioning is more of like yung scarcity mindset, ganyan, di ba? So, it's good that
we're talking about this and you're also cultivating it within your communities.
Siguro, just to wrap everything up, because this is Paano Ba To, it's okay. Really like an advice-giving platform.
Oh my gosh.
What's your advice first to women leaders or women in positions of leadership and influence? And second is your advice to women who feel na kahit ang dami ng dreams, there are so many barriers in their way.
Ah, okay. My advice is, kaya mo yan. No! I really believe it. I really believe it. Like, I think that women have strength. I know you do Pilates, but it's the core.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we have strength. Inherent strength to take on so many battles. And I think that the success starts with the fact that you believe in yourself and that you believe that you can do it. And external affirmation, while good, to me is just complementary. If you don't believe in yourself, you will not. No. So parang to me, the first step is really to say to yourself, kaya mo yan. And I say that to myself even now, like in the toughest moments, you know, like tap yourself in the back and kaya mo yan. The other thing I would say is you lift as you rise. I think I've been blessed with good mentors, and that's why I don't have a choice but to give back.
Mm.
Like over the last, for example, 3 months, like I've received questions on whether I could mentor, and I've done it before, but I have had less time over the last 3 years. But I really want to do it again. So I'm mentoring a few female tech startup leaders.
Wow.
Really like conversing with them, and then like a few people from UP where I graduated. And I think the idea of lifting as you rise is so important, because we would not be here without others that have lifted us. You know, it's very different to be smart. It's very different to be smart and have the opportunity to show people what
yes.
you can do.
Yes.
So it's the breaks, I would say, that are externally driven almost. Like sabi nga nila, you work hard, and but sometimes, like, you know, you need someone to give you that big break.
Yes.
And we've been given the big breaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, if you can give someone the opportunity to, I don't know, like excel or break the ceiling for herself.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what a fantastic feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's something that I really try to do from organizations I'm part of, but now also for others outside our organizations.
Yeah. I can't agree enough, because I wouldn't be given this opportunity to interview you if it also weren't for the women who paved the way for me and gave me those breaks
yes.
as well. So thank you very much,
thank
Grace.
Thanks,
it was an
Bianca.
Absolute pleasure to get to speak with
the
you.
The pleasure was mine.
And that is it for our episode. Thank you so much, Grab Philippines, for collaborating with me and partnering with me for this Women's Month special. I would love to hear what you think. Please do tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow Paano Ba To and tag us on Instagram as well. We also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. So yeah, again and again and again, happy Women's Month, everyone, and I hope that these conversations within the month of March allow us to really celebrate and champion women, not lang this month, but in the months to come, all year round. So yeah, thank you so much again for listening. This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!